Good morning, everybody. Good morning to you. I would like to say that on the little shelf over there are the readings. So if anybody would like to have a little dip into them, please take a copy. You are most welcome. Can you all hear me? Good. All right. A little bit louder. Oh my goodness, I will need a stretcher to carry me off after all this energy. All right. You know, one of the lovely things about giving a talk at the Sufis, it's like an inner adventure, is finding the topic. So sometimes it's a bit of a long journey and one has to go through all sorts of suggestions and things until you feel, till I feel the one there is absolutely on bullseye. That's right, you see. So I thought what I'd love to talk about would be allowing. And there was no doubt this was the topic. Can you hear me? Good. And what happened was a couple of minutes later, I was listening to Fine Music Radio and they were playing Let It Be. Now that's a song by George Harrison and one of the other Beatles, and it's such an interesting song because when you look at the history of it, they were in great amount of tension because three of them wanted to disband the Beatles. Now you can imagine what drama that was. And what happened was it was two of them that wrote this song and one of them had the message from Mother Mary. All right, about Let It Be. So that is where the title comes from. Now, Hazrat Inayat Khan says, much of our suffering, I hope I look intelligent, much of our suffering does not come from life. Now, please integrate this. It comes from resistance. Life. Sufism or any other path of wisdom does not teach us to control the river, but learn to float. And now I ask you to use your imagination because it might lead you to the most wonderful images. To learn to float without losing your dignity. Now, please don't think that letting it be is passive or an opting out. What we're doing here is we are stripping away the outer layers of ego, personality, and letting God, the Beloved, lead the dance of life. In the Upanishads, it says, who is better? Now listen to this. Who is better to know God than I myself, since He resides in my heart and is the very essence of my being. Letting it be, my beloved ones, means that we can live from our divinity. Being in the presence of our divinity, our souls, the real person that we are. Only letting the light shine from within. You know that the kingdom of God, of heaven, can never be taken by force. It can never be taken by storm. It requires the open heart, letting things be with trust and listening within. Being in harmony with ourselves is a key tenet of Sufism. It means being in harmony with oneself, with others, and with the universe. Harmony comes from letting it be, simply not fighting whatever is discordant. Now, I found these words somewhere and I love them. Have you noticed how God is completely unimpressed by any objections you may have? God listens politely and then does exactly as he planned. At this point, I would very much like you to reflect on your own life. You see, it's so interesting. I run a group on a Wednesday, and I was walking up the stairs of my home, and I'm muttering because they always leave items of their clothing. It's not a striptease club. On the dining room table, I have got jerseys and coats and scarves and other things, socks, you see. And there were 6 items from the last session. And I'm going up the stairs and I'm muttering, and then I can't find my Sufi robe. And I realize I've left it here. You see? You see, I think that if you are sitting here in this temple, all right, you will have mastered most of the letting go, all right? You know the sort of things that are part of our life diet. The person who's telling the story for the 10th time. My husband used to do that, but the problem was that the stories were always so long and you could feel people starting to go to sleep, all right? The one who never stops talking. You know those. The one who never stops talking about themselves. The one who you know and you see and you feel such compassion, and they're completely stuck and they're not moving. And then dear old Aunt Matilda, who's got into the brandy again at Christmas, right? I always say this, I'm sure I've mentioned it before, but there's somebody who refuses to talk to me because I like Donald Trump. He's the disruptor, you see. But what I really want to focus on in this talk is something much deeper. And it's about our relationship with ourself. We often, now please integrate this, we often don't allow our light to shine because of 3 illusions. The first illusion is the illusion of urgency. We live hurried, we live pressured, we live under stress, we follow the clock, we're rushing to places in time at high cost to ourselves. Our thought patterns become constricted, we have limits on our creativity, and the body starts to show the stress conditions. The second illusion, and just see if this is you, it's the illusion of comparison. We compare ourselves with others, but each of us is an expression of God, an expression of Source. We don't need to compare ourselves. We are each a unique, special, and beautiful creation. The third illusion is the illusion of self-doubt. Oh, I don't feel so good about myself. I feel so not okay. I don't think I'm ever going to be successful. I'm never going to achieve, or whatever it is. In every case here, we are not letting the self be the truth of who we are. In Sufism, we have three pillars. I'm so sorry, why don't you go and sit over there? Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you. I didn't see you, I'm so sorry. In Sufism, we have three pillars to support us to let it be. The first one is spiritual courtesy. To me, this is much deeper than just being polite to people. It is an attitude of grace, an attitude of benevolence, of kindness, of respect to all life and all people. It may be a bit of a stretch, but think of it as letting go, no, as resistance. If we're judging, if we're criticizing, if we're complaining, those are really expressions of abuse. Mm-hmm. What are we denying? We are denying the wisdom, light, love, life, and breath in which we live and move and have our being. The God in all of us. That is the true reality. The second principle is trust. It's like a pillar. Trusting in the intelligence of this ocean of love in which we live. All right? Hazrat Inayat Khan said, love is the unifying intelligence of the universe. Letting be is trusting that intelligence, even when our minds may be a bit confused or we're not fully understanding. Do you know, there's a well-known, rather corny story of the carpet weaver. And the student complains to the master and he says, look, everything in my life is in such a muddle and I just can't make head or tail of it. And the master takes him to the carpet and he shows him the underside of the carpet, which is full of knots and problems and it's loose threads and it's absolute chaos. And the master says, you are judging from the wrong side. You see, we're all attached to our opinions from the wrong side. That's the wrong side of the carpet. When we do that, we are stuck in the duality of life. It's no way for trust. It's no way of letting it be. The third pillar is letting things be is the path of oneness. Why? Because if we resist, it requires two. It requires me versus you. It requires me versus God. It requires me versus life. when we let it be, we dissolve the illusion of separation. Now, my beloved ones, letting be does not require effort. One doesn't need effort. One just needs trust and heart. Enlightenment and wisdom arrive when we stop trying to be enlightened. The ego is well and truly awake when we engage with what we have no control of. Let's look very briefly at the global picture. We do not know the underlying story. It is kept from us. All we do know is that we are being given a chance to do a massive cleansing so that we can move into a new consciousness. And may I say to you all that you are here at this time because you have special work to do, which is the note that each of you rings. You don't have to be perfect. It's not about being perfect, all right? But you do, all of us have choice. We have the choice between love or fear, spirituality or being materialistic, worried about where your money is coming from, truth or illusion. Keeping our hearts open, letting things be, being at peace, how we handle relationships, speak to others, how we eat, exercise, stay healthy, connect with nature. Those are the things that make us free. You know, I remember Valdo's father, Vazir, he was speaking to a man from Islam. Years ago this was, and he was insisting, this man was insisting that Islam was the oldest religion. And we all knew that actually it was the most recent. So we were all wondering with a deep breath how Vazir was going to handle this. And you know what he said? It is such an example of tact, building bridges, letting it be. He said, "What are a few thousand years between friends?" And we all breathed a sigh of relief. You see, we could say oneness does not require any effort. Enlightenment arrives when we stop trying and efforting. I often think of the words, the ego wants to be so busy and the soul just wants to rest. In the teachings of Christ consciousness, which are in the Sufi teachings, Christ consciousness was never about suffering, but surrendering to love. Think of the ultimate act of allowing, letting it be, Yeshua in Gethsemane, not my will, but thy will. I would like to end this talk with a thought, a poetic Sufi image. Letting it be is not stepping back from life. It is stepping into the arms of the beloved. When we argue with the wind, we discover it has been carrying us all along. For all of us at this time, the silence within becomes our deepest teaching.